And they kept asking us, we kept saying no.
Because I don't want to die. It's a lot of people getting killed and stuff over gang and going to jail. So I don't want to do none of that.
So they very persistently asked the CEO of the LaGrange Housing Authority, Zsa Zsa Hurd, for a job. Hurd says when she realized why they wanted work, she hired them on the spot.
We've got to find them something to do. We have to do it. There's just no way I can just send them back out and potentially be in a gang.
We have had some gangster disciples in here over time.
Sergeant Mark Cavender with the LaGrange gang unit knows the streets of LaGrange, pointing out the graffiti in high-profile gang areas.
This one right here to the right, that was more rolling 60 crib.
Sergeant Cavender says rural communities are a breeding ground for well-organized criminal street gangs associated with larger cities in search of existing structure in small towns.
Okay, you've already got the structure and the foundation. We're going to give you the backing and the support of the Rolling 60 Crips or the Piru Bloods.
Sergeant Cavender says they also look out for gang members who migrate from other areas into Georgia and LaGrange.
They do have their local leaders, but we do have evidence that suggests that there's funding as well as reporting back to and even taking orders from other nationally known gang sets such as the Gangster Disciples, 8-2 Bishops.